Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, a cautious four-part roadmap for the lifting of restrictions in England will be set out by the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson later today. With more on this and the vaccination rollout there, I'm joined on the line by Sky News correspondent Enda Brady. Enda, good morning to you. I know that you were in a vaccination centre in West London last week. What was it like?
It was amazing, actually. Super efficient, very, very quick, a very slick operation. Everyone there knew exactly what their role was, what their task was on the day. And it was all about getting the flow of people in and out very, very quickly. No hanging around, no waiting, no loitering, no chit-chat. It was very, very efficient, and I have to say it was very impressive to watch. You know, I would say I was timing on my watch, and I would say the average person was in and out inside 4 minutes.
Okay, but they have to do their 15 minutes hanging around afterwards, don't they?
No, it was very little of that. It was all about the flow of people. It was a one-way system. It was Ealing Town Hall, actually, just converted into a vaccination centre. What they've done over here, like, you know, it's amazing. Honestly, it really is how quickly they've done it, got it up and running. And people were just in and out, and it was just like with your registration card, your letter, a quick chat with the doctor, get the jab, and then move on. There was no idling around, and that is what they've done to their credit here. It has been absolutely extraordinary.
And there are over 17.5 million people vaccinated now in the UK.
With the first dose, yes. Obviously, a much, much smaller number of people have had the second jab. But overall, they're looking now at one third of all adults across the UK having had at least one jab of the vaccine. And the plan now is to keep it going, not let up at all, accelerate, if anything, and offer the jab to all adults by the end of July.
OK, and the opening up plan, which is due to come a bit later today, we're looking on with envy. I was listening to some of the reports about it this morning on your own Sky News and elsewhere, and it does seem as though there will be significant opening up in the coming weeks, Enda.
Yes, it'll be quite cautious. I think the first thing parents will be looking for is schools. Schools going back, and from the morning's newspapers, who seem to be very well briefed on this, March the 8th is the date. So what's that, 2 weeks today, that schools will be going back, all ages across England, they will all be going back. And then other key dates to look out for. From that date, you can meet one other person for a coffee in a park or a picnic who's not from your own household, so some small level of socialising. And then they're talking about groups of up to six people meeting socially distanced from March the 29th. But I think in terms of hospitality, hotels, pubs and indoor venues, they're not going to be coming back until May or June. That's the feeling we're getting.
And all of this is happening because there's positive information and data emerging from the vaccine rollout.
Yeah, absolutely. So what they've learned basically is that the vaccine has seen numbers drop already. I mean, there's very significant data today from Scotland in terms of, you know, risks and the number of people ending up in ICU units and in a hospital with very, very bad COVID. The numbers are plummeting because of the vaccine rollout. So it's all possible because of the vaccination between Pfizer and AstraZeneca, which is the Oxford University vaccine, that really has given Britain and the Prime Minister the upper hand in being able to go and do this. But I think despite the success of the vaccine, he will be wanting to be quite cautious. I think he's very much aware that previously his government was accused of over-promising and under-delivering. I think today there will be maybe a certain amount of pride that the British government gambled and it has paid off handsomely in terms of the money they put into Oxford University and AstraZeneca with this vaccine. But they won't want to undo that credit by rushing anything, as we've seen with the two previous lockdowns.
Okay, and I see Matt Hancock, the UK Health Secretary, on with your colleagues there on Sky News, talking about how they're chasing down the variants, testing everybody who comes in, sequencing all of those tests, and then doing the localised door-to-door testing when they see an outbreak.
Yes. So this surge testing has been going on. The latest area is Brentwood in Essex, just one case of the South African variant detected there. So they're surge testing everyone. I've been to several of these surge tests, from Woking in Surrey over to Bristol in the west of England. And what they do, anytime there's a variant popping up or a mutation, they just get in with the COVID testing, they get into the community, and because of the postcode system here, you know, they're able to narrow it down, and then they literally just blitz everyone, and they're trying to isolate any further cases of those different strains. What they don't want is a strain taking root here and undermining the successful rollout of the vaccination program.
What's the form like? I know it's difficult to analyse it across the board, and I'm asking you to generalise in a way, but with the news of the opening up coming, the success of the vaccine rollout, I mean, hopes must be high that normality is on the way back in the door there, Enda.
Yeah, I think people are positive today. Obviously, it's been a long, hard winter here, as it has been in Ireland at home. I mean, the people here are desperate to get back to socialising and seeing people. And another key thing today is care homes. They're talking about allowing one visitor into a care home to hold someone's hand. So, you know, yeah, I think there is positivity, but at the same time, cautiousness, because this virus has changed and mutated and popped up. And, you know, June, July, August last year, everyone thought it had gone away. And then
yes,
it came back with a vengeance at Christmas and New Year.
OK, Enda, thank you very much for joining us once again. Enda Brady there from Sky News. We'll take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.